Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Avipin Youssef, advisor and consultant to tech execs worldwide, and our subject today is claiming your turf. Now, dear listener, we can speak directly and frankly here. It's just you, me, and my Negroni over here in my head. And I want to talk about how we seem to manage ourselves when it comes to working with our manager. Before I get to that, let me take a sip and put the Negroni down. Sorry. All right. Now, this is a topic that came to me because I've seen this happen so many times in the past, and it just so happens that the past few weeks I've been helping several executives with this. And the problem seems to be that we go too much into, you know, order-taking mode or permission-requesting mode, and that's just not the way things should be working. I'll try and give you an example. When a prospect comes to me and tells me, I've heard you work with companies, you do this and that, we need someone to do this for us. And, you know, this is something very deliverable-like. Like, we need a leadership training, we need someone to have an offsite, whatever. And, you know, what I can do is I can say, yeah, of course I can do that and, you know, reach for the check. But that's not what I do. I say, hey, you tell me what you need and I'll tell you what I think is the best route to achieve it. So leave the consulting to me. And I often tell my clients they need to be doing the same when it comes to their purview, when it comes to things that are their responsibility. Stop abdicating. Stop giving your manager, even if it's the CEO, stop giving them the ability to decide exactly how things should be done. They should be giving you objectives. They should be talking to you about goals, about business needs, about, I don't know, about the budget that you should be sticking to. But they shouldn't tell you, for example, I've been hearing things lately like, yeah, I hired those people, my CEO really wanted them, even though I didn't think they're a good match. Or, we ended up creating those teams because the CEO thought that was a good idea, I didn't think so. Or, I really knew that our process was all screwed up, but I didn't change it because the CEO didn't let me. Or, the CEO said I cannot have that extra step in our processes because that's too much overhead. And, you know, it's perfectly fine to hear feedback, to be open-minded, to hear what others have to say, but there's a fine limit here between being responsive, being open-minded, and letting people tread all over you. Or, you know, treading over you might imply that there's any bad intentions here or politics. I don't think that's the case pretty much ever. It's more like people stepping on your toes or going into your turf because they don't realize that there's like a personal space boundary they shouldn't be going into. You don't want to be a close talker, right? And therefore, I think that more and more of the leaders today should accept the fact that they are leaders. And being a leader means that sometimes you have to manage up. It is perfectly fine to tell your CEO something similar to what I just told you I tell prospects. Telling them, look, I'm hearing what you're saying about, I don't know, hiring that person or that structure or whatever. I'm getting that, but this is my team. I have to be accountable for this. I cannot be accountable. I cannot be responsible of what's happening if you don't let me do things the way I think it should be done. So give me your objectives, give me the guidelines, and let me decide on the path to it. And you know, from time to time, okay, you're going to have vetoes by the CEO. I get that, right? No one's operating here in a perfect world. No one's operating in a vacuum. Nevertheless, this should be the exception that proves the rule. This should be something that's so rare that when it happens, you listen because, you know, he's pulling the CEO card. There's got to be a good reason to it. That's the sort of thing this should be, not a almost quotidian daily thing that happens because they come up to you with questions and tell you to do things. And this, my friends, is how you become real tech executives. You have the tech nailed down, I know that, but do you have the executive part? This is a major part of it. This is how we manage our managers, this is how we move upstream, how we claim our turf, and how we ensure that the organization you're leading is not an organization that you'll eventually grow to hate. grow to not believe in, to become something that's foreign to you. And I've seen that in the past. I've seen people who really couldn't believe that their team could make it, and they no longer felt any ownership of this team because they agreed to those objectives, they agreed to those processes, they agreed to those hiring principles, and they ended up creating a team that eventually it felt like they were wearing someone else's clothes or, I don't know, underwear. We don't want that. So my message for you today is to stop just saying, sir, yes, sir. Start asserting your ownership. Take ownership of your team. You have the agency. It's actually what's expected, but until there comes the day where you stand up for your own, no one usually understands that this is happening. No one understands that they're stepping on your toes. You have to claim it, and if you claim it, it will come, or yeah, something good will happen. I give you my word. Because at the end of the day, do you want to lead an organization where you always bemoan, yeah, they told me to do that and I hate that? Or do you want to spend your career doing something that you believe in? There are no real other options here. Change minds if necessary, but ensure that what you end up with is something you really stand behind of. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes. I'm always happy to hear from listeners. As this goes out, I should still be in Barcelona, so I might take a bit longer to respond. But other than that, just shoot your thoughts at me. Happy to hear. And if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's 3 exclusive insights once a week. I don't share them anywhere else. And the link is in the show notes as well. Thank you. Talk soon.